All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. My name is Thor, and this is I'm ready for a gong banging good time. First of all, let's just get that out of the way right now. This is episode 38. This is the 38th episode of this podcast. We are getting. You hear him, right? You, Tyler, yeah. Fix your headset. You're just terrible. Take your headset off, I guess.
Sounds like TV in the background.
It sounds like TV or something going on. That microphone's it's going to be because you're picking up everything.
It's weird. There's nothing down here. Anyway, continue.
Episode 38, getting closer and closer to the 40 and the real official start of our midlife crisis. speaking of midlife crisis, is next to me in his shorts, t-shirts, and his glasses. We've got Bubby.
Hello and happy spring, everyone.
Next to Bubby, as you can obviously tell from the beginning of this podcast, which we've already derailed, the seat next to Bubby is empty, but calling in live over the internet, it's Tyler.
How do you like them apples?
And then next to Tyler, as always, co-captaining this ship from the crow's nest, we've got Amanda.
Hi.
So it is a very beautiful warm day, and in about 2 hours, tornadoes are coming, the cold is coming, and all hell is going to break loose around here. So we're all just trying to get this podcast done and get home before the tornadoes come. My missus is out of town, and the dogs are just running loose, so that mayhem may break out upstairs. We don't know. It's going to be a fun one.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to address the elephant in the room, or as I'd like to call it, the stink in the room.
Yeah.
So,
Tyler, you're missing out.
You're missing out. It smells like an old lady's basement down here. It smells like mothballs down here. The reason it smells like mothballs down here...
Because it is an old lady's basement.
Well, it is an old lady's basement. It was before I bought the place, for sure. No, the snake balls are back in play, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yesterday, we
that's
went...
That's what they smell like? Yes. So, snake balls are mothballs?
Apparently. Big... lime, like safety yellow lime colored golf ball looking.
Oh.
They're about the size of a golf ball. They all come individually wrapped.
Nice.
And I spread them around the house. So all around the concrete outside and a bunch under the porch are these damn snake balls. And apparently I put one near where the hole is that the snakes come in because the stink comes in instead. And it is terrible. Yeah. And I've had these windows open all day and you can still smell that stink.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to figure out which one is killing us and then figure out where that hole is that's killing us and try to seal that sumbitch up because I cannot live like this. I'm going to be real honest with you.
I can tell you, a snake ball is also an Amanda repellent.
Oh, is it? You're also wanting to leave.
We're all going
to
call in from now on.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this. I came down this morning and we put them out yesterday evening, like late afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I came down this morning and I was like, oh no, what is happening down here?
Yeah, I'm not there, but I can smell it.
It's
my grandma's closet.
Yep. So I'm pretty sure I know the general area now where the hole is because I'm pretty sure I know where this stink is coming from.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to deal with that here in the next couple of days. I'm going to see what it's like after the rains come tonight.
Maybe they'll blow away.
Either they'll blow away or they'll kind of melt a bunch and kind of the stink will go down. Mm-hmm. If we wash off the top layer or two, hopefully we'll find out. But
will that make them less effective?
No.
I don't care. I don't think they're effective to begin with.
Bring the snakes back.
Yeah, I don't. I am not bothered by the snakes.
I haven't seen any yet.
The cats love the snakes. It's only my wife who really is against the snakes. So, but the snake balls are in play, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got a lot of stuff here. We've got a lot of stuff here. Tyler, you're going to miss out on a ton of stuff here. But we've got a lot of business to handle up front. And then
don't handle my upfront business.
Bubby, I was most talking about Bubby's upfront business. I was going to be handling, if you know what I mean, kids at Parker. So, first and foremost, it is finally official. We have all the pictures and all of the friendship bracelets, and we'll be sending them out this week. Nice. Or I might be just handing one to you.
You can just hand one to me. That'd okay. probably be most effective.
Also, more important than any of that,
yeah,
I have a present for Bubby.
Oh, boy.
Bubby, okay. it's taken 2 years for me to give these dang wire cutters back to you. But I did remember them today because I had to remember the picture. And I was like, I'm taking the cuts too.
They're so little.
Yeah, they're little baby cuts that I stole like Tyler's first week of employment at our current place of business.
That's what I used to defuse bombs.
Nice. Yep.
And Bubby has been to my place of business many times.
Yeah.
And at no point in time, and he comes to my house weekly, and I somehow never managed to get those back to him.
Well,
but today,
you forget, they're so tiny.
Right? They're tiny. And they just sit on my desk. Tiny. And now I'm going to be sad because they're not there to remind me of Bubby all the time.
Aww. I'll give you a picture of mine.
So here is picture number one.
Okay.
Don't look over here. You're going to ruin the surprise.
Oh.
This is Ed's picture.
Okay.
This is drawn by Tyler's eldest, I'm going to assume.
You're welcome.
Yep. Would you like to shout out the artist or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of this one? You told me.
Oh. Too Tall Timmy.
That's Too Tall Timmy.
It's amazing.
Tyler, you're also missing out on the light that's above the table where we podcast has finally decided to die. So we're kind of sitting in the dark in here. I tried for like 10 minutes to get that thing to come back on, but I think it's officially gone. So now I'm going to have to go buy a light and put it up there.
It's romantic.
Yeah, it's
where's the candle?
Bubby's really mooning over Amanda here in the dark. I'm a little concerned for all of our safeties at this point.
I want some candles.
We have lots over here.
That's true. Get over there and find you a nice flavor. It's got to combat this terrible stink that's going on down here.
You have a lighter?
Damn snake balls. No, I can go get you one, though, while you guys talk amongst yourself. Okay, so I've got that one done. And then, Amanda, I have... This is a bunch of paper. I'm just going to hand you a whole stack. This is the picture that I drew for Carol.
Okay.
This is one of the few things I know how to draw.
That's great.
You can show Bubby, and then I will announce here on the podcast.
Yeah, he does. I've seen that.
One of the few things I am able to draw, this is from my teenage years, I can draw Bill the Cat real good.
She's going
to
love it.
Nice. Yes.
Real good.
Yeah, I'm real good at Bill the Cat. Like, I practiced a bunch back in the day. So I'm real good at Bill the Cat. So I can draw him. So
you should take a picture of that and put it on our Facebook.
Well, no, that's for Carol to do when she receives her picture. She's going to post.
Carol?
Right, drink.
She has to participate.
Okay, and then...
I have something for you.
Okay, Amanda's going to do hers now.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I long gamed it and then did extra long game because I forgot.
You forgot it. So recently, I have celebrated my 51st birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's what this is about. Okay. Just checking because this is some weird...
Something
like,
else.
This is some weird restraining...
It's from Easter last year.
Yeah, it's a restraining order. I'm real surprised by that.
You have to stay 4 feet away.
Right? I got to move my desk back. Yep. This is a birthday card from Amanda. It says, "Holy sheep, I missed your birthday." Holy sheep. Get it, kids? And... Oh, my bad. So
funny.
So funny. It actually says very so funny, nice. Exclamation point. And then happy birthday from Amanda. And then Amanda bought me a gift for my birthday.
I did.
And what did she buy me? She bought me, it's a faux pearl eyeglass cord keeper. So it's,
nice.
It's the one that you put on the ends of your eyeglass and then you can hang your eyeglass around your
good
neck.
Call.
And you can also clutch your pearls.
Yes, and then I can also clutch my pearls. You all may laugh at home, but I'm probably going to use this.
Well, they match your old lady glasses.
Right, they match my old lady glasses. And I'm now that I've cut my hair, it's harder to have my glasses on top of my head.
Yeah.
Before, they were also like a hairband. They were keeping the hair out of my face. But now that I've cut off all my hair... I have trouble with my glasses, so this is actually going to work out well.
I hope you enjoy them. But I went to get you a card, and I saw that one, and I was like, oh, but I didn't miss his birthday. I'm getting this before his birthday. And then I was like, I'll miss his birthday. I'll ignore it, and it'll be funny. But then I forgot.
And then it was even funnier because now it is officially super late because we're now a month. We're in a different month now. But thank you, Amanda. Thank you very much. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me. And now, even though Tyler's not here, I think we're going to do it anyway. Oh. I don't need his ass.
Okay.
He was invited. He told me he was coming. I got all prepared, and then he didn't show up because he's scared of thunderstorms, and he had to go and hide. He's hiding in his basement right now with the kids and their shoes.
Sucking my thumb.
Sucking his thumb, rocking in a corner. So instead, we are going to enjoy libations without Tyler. So
I have my own.
I said, don't drop it, buddy. I said last week, you can shake it up. You probably should shake it up. I said last week that I had two flavors that I had picked up while we were at the store last time. This one I have chilled because I believe it is the correct way to serve this one.
Oh.
Bubby, will you care to read what we have there if you can read it in the dark?
Hey, good thing I have my glasses.
Good thing you have your glasses.
American Born Moonshine Sweet Tea.
Yep, it's the sweet tea flavor. This is not the the people who I know, right? It's either going to be
scared.
It's gonna, either going to be great or it's going to be terrible, and I don't know which way we're going here.
83 proof.
83 proof. So I think less than the pudding was. I'm not 100% unsure on that, but that was Old Smoky. But this is a different brand, and these people, they got it figured out. So it's a mason jar with a mason jar lid, but they put a little pouring lid on top of it as well.
That's genius,
right? That's smart thinking on their part. So we're gonna serve up. Make sure you get everybody their correct glass, Bubby. Do you remember who everybody is? Do you remember who you are?
I'm Blanche.
Okay.
And yeah, you are.
Amanda, can't you? I don't know which one you were.
Okay, who's Rose?
Tyler, right?
Let's see Bubby play this out. Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, it's been 1 week, and Bubby has already forgotten who your spirit.
You're Sophia, right?
Nope.
Tyler is Sophia.
Tyler is Sophia.
Yep.
So that means you're Rose. That's your Rose then.
Nope. Still wrong. I'm Rose.
Is this one Rose?
That's Rose. I'm the yellow one.
Come on.
That leaves one, Bubby. Can you do this?
That's me. You're supposed to fill it and then hand it.
Oh, wow.
Right? The empty one doesn't do me a lot of good. I'm going to be real honest with you. It's nice seeing you again,
Rose. Hold on to it.
I don't think these are dishwasher safe, by the way, so I have to hand wash these every time. But
I rinsed mine out last time before I left.
Yeah, I like soap and water them rather than just rinse them to make sure they're nice and clean.
I use my bottled water.
Oh, there you go. So backwash.
Rinsed it with his mouth.
No.
Rinsed it with backwash.
Licked it with my tongue a little. It got clean.
I got all this backwash. I got to do something with it.
You got floaters stuck to his cup.
Do you have a story that you want to tell while Bubby tries to open this?
I think it just pops off. It doesn't screw off.
Bub, you tell me. You're the one working it.
It's a cork.
Oh, it's fancy. It's a cork. Bubby's over there.
It always smells.
You want to smell?
No, I don't.
Spin it in a circle.
I
over
might
there.
Not drink it if I
smell. Tyler, you want to smell? Oh, never mind.
Tyler, take a whiff. Yeah. Oh. You're going to miss out on this, Tyler. While this is happening, I had another one. That's another, the longer story. So we're not going to jump into that because Bubby's going to go ahead and. Does it have a cap too? Or are you just making a mess?
He's not sure about I'm like, it may, in theory, it's a good idea. But
I think you got to get past the first little batch.
Yeah. And maybe have to aggressively go for it.
Okay. I want mine filled up, Bubby. You can fill yours up. That's fine.
It smells like glue.
Oh, delicious. The finest of glue flavors. Wow. I'm not going to ask.
Sorry, I'm missing out on mothball and glue drink.
Right? It might be the mothball that's just throwing us off.
It looks a little thicker than tea.
You know what? I'm excited about this. I love sweet tea.
I don't. But good thing it doesn't smell anything like sweet tea.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think this is McAllister's.
No, this is not. I had that for lunch, though. Let me get a smell of this. Yeah, a little bit like glue. I'm not going to say it doesn't smell like glue.
Like the glue that you're supposed to open the window.
Yeah. All right, Bubby. You're first on deck.
I think it burnt my nose hair.
Yeah. It's 83 proof. That's 40-some percent alcohol.
I think I poured myself too much.
There's no such thing as too much, Bubby.
Oh, I'm not just downing this like I did the other one.
No, you're going to sip it? Oh, Bubby might be having a heart attack. He's pointing to his chest. His face is turning real red.
I'm scared.
I might have killed Bubby.
This might be worse than the Malort.
It's pretty strong.
It's strong, but how's it taste?
It's pure alcohol.
Okay.
It burns. You feel it in your chest all the way down, your esophagus.
Oh, my goodness.
There's not much sweet tea aftertaste. It's just all bourbon.
Oh,
whiskey.
Is this bourbon? I thought this was moonshine.
It's bourbon. I don't know. It's whiskey of some kind. I'm going to go for more.
Is it moonshine, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay. Bubby. All right. Bubby finished off his golden girl here.
It's either going to kill me or cure me.
It's a potent liquor, apparently. I still have some of the banana pudding upstairs if you want some of that instead.
It's a close second to Malort.
Oh, is it? You putting this bottom of the barrel? All right.
I am.
All right, Amanda. Good luck to you.
I'm so excited.
Whoa.
Bubby's,
yeah, it smells so gross.
Bubby is struggling here. Like, all right, Amanda, a much more sophisticated drinker, did not act like she was dying.
Oh, it actually tastes like sweet tea.
Okay.
I don't like sweet tea. But it does taste like sweet tea.
Okay, Bubby, you didn't taste any of that, right?
No, it went straight down the back of the throat.
It went in your stomach, right? Not in your lungs?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Because the way you looked over there, Amanda's going to finish hers off, and then I'm gonna go for mine. Or she's just going to sip it throughout.
I'll sip it. It's not
good. Okay, Amanda, not liking good. Sweet tea to begin with. All right, here I go. I'm going to go. Tyler, I wish you were here. You could give me
a I do taste opinion. The sweet tea, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shit fire.
I think you're going to after this.
That's all right, Tyler, this is for you next week. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is terrible. Like, this is not. Who are these people again? I'm going to badmouth these people.
You don't taste the sweet tea?
I taste the sweet tea.
Okay.
The problem is I taste the paint thinner that's mixed in with the sweet tea. Who makes this, Bubby?
American born out of Nashville, Tennessee.
American born out of Nashville, Tennessee. What the hell is going on
here? It definitely, like, up front, it's like you're chewing, like, sugared black tea leaves.
Yeah.
But it's all burned.
Yeah, then there's just a punch in your throat after that. Like, it's not Malort. Don't get me wrong. This is
I think this is worse than Malort. I feel a fire inside me.
Oh, see, not...
I may be... I may not have linings.
Malort tastes like, I wish I had
Malort doesn't have, like, the flavor's pretty awful, but this is, like, sticking with me more than Malort.
Oh, no, I think this is a lot less smooth. Here's something I thought I would never say in the history of the world. This is less smooth than Malort. This is... I'm deeply disappointed in this, by the way, because I was hoping because the pudding was so good, right? Yeah. And I was like, sweet tea's got to be right up there, right?
It was good.
They lied to us.
They 100% lied to me. This is literally paint thinner that they just colored with sweet tea. They didn't even flavor it with sweet tea. I've only drank maybe a quarter of this, by the way.
Yeah. I think this is going to sit on the shelf with Malort beside.
No, this is another tour. You know what? Oh, no.
We need to get Ryan here to test this one.
You know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to combine them.
Oh, my God.
And see how bad that is.
You might start a fire.
In your face.
It might combust.
Right in your mouth. It'll just burst into flames. Yeah. All right, I'm going to take another.
I might have to spend a night if that happens. Combine both.
Oh, the second one's not as bad. After everything got burned off.
I don't know.
The second one wasn't nearly as bad. It's still terrible. But the
I didn't feel the burn until I had my second.
See, the first one was all burned. This one is better, but I think
I just
burned
off.
Well,
my second one was burned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? That was better.
Well, I took a sip.
It's still not good by any stretch of the imagination. Folks, don't go out and buy this. This is we're saving you like $20-whatever I paid for this damn thing. But
if 2020 was a drink, there it is.
Right? Yeah. Like, and Malort. If the Black Plague was a drink, that's Malort. If 2020 were a drink, that's this freaking sweet tea by whoever these people are. American born.
I can't believe we came so close to a competitor.
I didn't think we're third's better. The third by far is better.
I don't think so. It just keeps getting worse for me.
I taste the sweet tea the third time around.
Oh, I tasted it the first one.
See, the first time it was just death and awfulness. Mm. The more you drink, I think the better that gets.
No.
Or the just more you burn off your taste buds. But anyway, not high on the list. This is definitely right above Malort and not by much.
I think there's just like a sweet tea floater in there, and you get it when you get it.
Yeah.
Mine was at the top. Yours was at the bottom.
Yeah, it's just kind of mixed in there. It's
mine
like when you
now
go.
Just tastes like.
When you go get ramen,
chew and glue,
and they use that liquid fire for the ramen, and you're good, you're good, you're good, and then it's just death.
Yeah.
That's kind of how this is.
I'm going to rinse my cup out before it melts the paint on.
Bubby poured Bubby poured water in his shot glass, and now he's drinking the water out of his shot glass. Is it better when you just put water in the remnants of? No, Bubby's still down. Out. Okay. So we've got a lot of things. Tyler, do you have anything, by the way?
Not right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got a bunch of stuff.
We've got stuff we got to loop back to. We've got some stories. Now, have I told the story about the Easter balloons with my mother-in-law?
Yes, and you've tried to tell it again last week.
I have not told the story because it came back around. We're back again. So we go to the in-laws' house. As you all know, they do the Easter egg hunt every year. And they like to have balloons out there. And one year, all the balloons pop, so on and so forth. So yesterday, we're going to my mother-in-law's house for their annual Easter shenanigans, which includes the Easter egg hunt. I do not want any more of that, by the way. And as we pulled onto the road, we're about a quarter mile from her house. As we pull onto the road to go to her house, there's all these balloons. All these balloons like caught in trees and on fences and stuff. And I'm like, what is happening here? And we're driving down the road and I'm passing more balloons. And as we're getting by her house, I see one just skating across her yard with an egg in tow. So it's tied to the egg and just dragging the egg down the street is one of these balloons.
Nice.
And I get to her house and I pull in and I look in the backyard and there's all these eggs laid out there and one sad balloon that has still managed to stay in the yard. All the rest of them have just blown all through the neighborhood. I look over across the street from her house, and all that fence line is just caught balloons. And the neighbor's got like five balloons in his front yard.
That's funny.
They haven't noticed yet.
It was pretty windy yesterday.
Yeah, it was real windy.
Saturday, too.
So I go in there, and I'm like, all your balloons have escaped. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, all the balloons have blown away, and they are down the street. And the kids aren't there yet. So the kids pull up. And there's no balloons in the backyard. And they're coming from the other direction that I came from. And they're like, we saw a balloon like way down the street. Was that you guys? I'm like, you should look the other side of the street. And so they look over and they're like, oh no. And the kids, like one of the kids just starts crying. She's done. She's had enough.
We have no balloons.
Right. They're all gone. And so their dad has to go like down the street and into the neighbor's yards and stuff and collect all the damn balloons and bring them back. And I'm like, you should probably quit using these balloons because they don't work. And she goes, no, next year I think we're just going to use like golf tees and stake them down into the ground. I'm like,
that'll work.
We have not learned our lesson at all on this process.
No, it sounds like we're going to do it again next year.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. We're going to have balloons again next year. I'm just wondering, what's the new, like, are they hydrogen-filled balloons? And when the kids get next to them, they're just going to explode in a ball of fire? What's the next step on this one?
On Saturday, we had an extravaganza at our church.
Is it an egg extravaganza?
Egg extravaganza.
Yeah, say it right, Bubby. Egg extravaganza.
And it was a lot windier than we thought it was going to be. And so we had some tents set up.
Oh, our tents. Bold move.
Our pastor had a 12 by 12 canopy, tent over him. And he was just introducing himself and saying, thanks for coming.
No.
And the wind came along halfway through the event and just blew the tent up and over into the parking lot, barely missing cars.
Yikes. Just like a giant sail just taking off.
Yeah. Just
did it keep going or did it just like one flip and then it's done?
No, it was sliding along and some of our adults had to go and chase it and stop it.
Nice.
Yeah. It was just sliding through the parking lot.
I saw a video online like yesterday. It was a moon bounce. It was one of those big ones that had this. It's not a moon bounce, but it's like an inflatable with a slide. You know, it's a double slide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going again, Bubby.
We had two or three of those. We had a bounce. We had the slides, and we had an obstacle course, the blow up kind.
Okay, so they I come in the middle of this video because apparently that no one anticipated this to happen. That slide inflatable is just blowing away, right? And it blows across the street and it's tumbling as it goes across the street. And as it hits the other side of the street, a kid pops out of it.
Oh no.
Like he had been trapped for like two loops.
I think I've seen that.
And then it hits the median and then that kid goes blah 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 and just like dazed and like looking around and is like kind of makes his way back to where everybody else is. But that's kind of when we had on Saturday. It was a mess. So yeah, then the kids, so we get there, right? And all the balloons are gone. So I was like, all right, I'll take the dogs out back, because I take my dogs and they have their puppy and they like to go run and run out back. So I said, I'll take them down to the far side of the field and let them run around down there. So we get out in the yard and I start walking down the far side of the field. Not these three. Nope. They're going to wrestle. And where are they going to wrestle? Right on top of where all the eggs are. And my dogs are managing to step over the eggs as they run around. Their puppy just stomps on every egg that he sees, and they just boom, pop open, and all the candy comes whipping out. So he just, that dog gets like 8 or 10 eggs, and I'm like, come on, guys, we got to go. And he just loops back around, gets a couple more, bop, 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 and then down we go down the bottom of the hill. So the kids come out, and there's just candy everywhere.
Are they trying to eat the candy?
Nope, just running around, being a wild animal. It's actually she. I should say she. And she's coming over to my house this weekend. She's spending the weekend with us. And she is a puppy in every sense of the word. And like 75 pounds.
Dog sitting.
75 pounds of puppy, bubby. That's what you want. And you know what? Maybe I'll drop her off at your house.
No. My dog's probably 100 pounds. Big dog.
Yeah, big dog. All right, bubby.
So, all good.
Oh, go ahead, Tyler.
No, I was going to say, so we've talked a couple of times about, you know, neighborhood chat groups on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And my wife was looking at one the other day, and somebody had got on there, and they had put out eggs in their backyard, you know, early the night before so that their kids could wake up and find them.
Right.
And they woke up, and all the eggs were open, and all the candy was missing.
Sons of bitches.
So they got on there hot, heavy, and were like, you guys need, you know, these new generations, blah, 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 you need to watch your kids and tell them from right from wrong and everything. You scroll down, and one of the comments was like, hey, do you have any outdoor cameras? They're like, no, why? And they're like, well, a friend of mine not too far from there has cameras. The same thing happened to him, and raccoons were getting them. So we're like tearing these kids apart about parents, teach your kids and all this kind of
right.
stuff. And raccoons are out breaking into candy.
Trash pandas out there like, ooh, what's this thing? Pop open. Ooh, candy. Oop, he's candy. Oop, he's candy. Yeah. Oop, he's candy. Well, you know, you got to watch them trash pandas. They're sneaky.
Yeah, dude.
Bandits.
Bandits. Masked bandits. That's what they are. My wife so desperately wants to have a raccoon. It's illegal in the state of Missouri.
See, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, no, they're illegal. You can't own any wildlife that is indigenous to the state of Missouri in Missouri. So you're going to have a skunk. Or a raccoon.
Why would you?
Because she wants one.
A skunk?
Yeah, you can
just
get...
leave some Easter eggs on the back porch.
Right?
They'll
we had a possum.
Yeah.
I had a possum at the old house. We had a neighborhood cat that we fed.
Not as a pet, though.
And that possum would just come and eat all that. Mm-hmm. And he's a spicy cat. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. That's a spicy cat right there. He'll turn around right at you. And you're like, ooh, shit. Eat all you want, buddy, I guess. All right, Bubby. You have an update that I am very excited about. I saw a picture of this, and with your permission, I will post that picture probably to the Facebook group.
Yes.
When this episode airs.
Yes.
Bubby, tell me about driving lessons.
So this last weekend, Parker decided he finally wanted to drive the Jeep. And so we went to our Bridgecrest Baptist Church and parking lot and switch places. Mama was in the back seat.
I went again. I'm sorry.
Did you not learn the first time?
No, I didn't learn the first time. I thought maybe it would get better. It didn't.
We tried warning you.
Do it again.
Damn you. Yes. Damn you, sweet moonshine sweet tea. You are terrible.
It's not going to change. It's going to be the same.
I thought that maybe if I got a little tipsy, it would get better, but it's not.
You're going to get a lot tipsy. At least you don't have to drive home.
All right. I just got to walk upstairs. If I can do that, I'm good.
Yeah, that's why I'm not having any more.
All right. Continue your story. Home. Sorry. I almost died.
Speaking of driving, so Parker...
Speaking of driving, I was doing it. Speaking of what I was speaking of.
Parker got behind the wheel and took direction very well.
Okay, where'd you guys go?
Ridgecrest.
Ridgecrest
you
Baptist
were dying.
Church.
I was having a stroke.
You were exactly. And
so there's a lot of embankments and berms.
There's medians, like where light poles are.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. But it actually gave us a little bit of like a racetrack. Type
oh.
where he could just go.
Was he drifting?
Around and around. No, but he's
teach him how to left, Tokyo drift.
Turning left the whole time.
He only knows left. He doesn't know right.
No, we stopped about halfway through, turned around, and went.
Okay.
Started going right.
All right.
Just so he could see what the difference was. But
from turning left and right.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's
learning for the first time. So he learned gas, brake.
Was he trying to do two footer there? Like
he was. I mean, I've got a video I will show you, and
okay.
I might post.
Okay.
Maybe
Well, we'll decide. We'll wait on that one. But
yeah,
we're definitely. My grandma,
90 years old, still drives with both feet.
Oh, that is such a bad plan.
Who does?
His grandma. Right.
Oh,
Whitney's grandma.
I kept telling Parker, right leg only, right leg only.
You need to get him a stick shift so he knows where that left foot goes.
Well, he asked, what do you do with the left foot? And I said, you don't do anything unless you're driving a standard and you have to use a clutch to push on.
That's a lot to get into, though.
Yeah. Well, especially for, and my first driving lesson was in my dad's truck, and it was a 4-speed on the column.
Oh, fancy.
And so I learned how to drive with a stick shift first and then automatic.
It's way easier after that.
Yeah.
Tell me more, Papa Bubby.
If you can do that, you can drive anything.
I had a Volkswagen. We'll get back to your story here. I had a Volkswagen Beetle, 73 Super Beetle.
Nice.
That the clutch engaged about 2 centimeters below where you started to push it down. Mm-hmm. So like from like the top to where it engaged was minuscule. And then from there to the floor was nothing. Nothing happened after that. Anybody could learn on that clutch, because all you had to do is slightly tap it and you were ready to shift gears. You didn't have to go all the way to the floor. You didn't have to nothing. And I probably taught, I'm going to guess, somewhere between 20 and 30 people how to drive a stick shift in that car, because it was easy. Anybody could do it. And a girl that I knew was going to drive cross country with some dude, and he had a clutch, and she didn't know how to drive clutch, but she had to drive like part of the way. And so I took her out and taught her how to do it in a parking lot. And then we went down the highway, one exit, turned around and came back. And then she went on a cross country road trip after that. Just bye, see ya. So I don't know how that turned out, because I'm not sure.
You love them, you got to let them free, Thor.
Right? Just let them go. It'll be fine. They'll either crash or they won't.
I'll tell you what, it's a weird feeling being in the passenger seat and your 17-year-old autistic kid driving
I think you could probably drop the word autistic and just say you're a 17-year-old child, first time behind a wheel.
It's even worse for autism, but he, you know, had his pill. He was focused, so
right.
He was fine, but it was nerve-wracking.
What do you score him here? 1 to 10. How'd he do?
I'll give him a 7.5.
Well, that's pretty good for your first time.
Yeah, there was one time. So there's the concrete bridge. It goes from one parking lot to the other side, and there's rails on each side of this bridge. And he was going a little fast around one corner. This is when we were turning right. And he almost ran right into that rail of that bridge. And instead, I had to reach over, grab the wheel, turn it left so he wouldn't hit it, and he'd pop right up over that bridge and over to the other parking lot.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Like, you think if you hadn't
that's
grabbed that
rental car,
100%.
That's true. You should just rent a car and get all the insurance and then take them out like on the highway and stuff. They're like, I don't care what happens. What's the worst that's going to happen?
That makes sense.
You got insurance, you're covered.
Yeah, right. Heard that.
Just until they cancel my insurance.
Because you're using their insurance. You're using the one I bought. Yeah, you get the full insurance when you're doing that.
I thought you meant mine.
Yeah. No, don't use your insurance. That's insanity.
No.
You pay the $30 whatever they want to just destroy a car for.
That sounds good.
We had a friend of ours at work who rented a car, and while they were driving along, the sunroof just exploded into like a bajillion pieces. For like, nothing hit him, nothing. They're just driving along, and all of a sudden, and then glass rains down on them.
Oh my.
And they had the full insurance, and they went back and they're like, sunroof exploded. And they go, you got the insurance? And they go, yep. He goes, good to go then. We'll see you later. And they just went on their way.
All right. Sounds like it's worth it.
All right. So he dukes a hazard over the bridge. He got out there. He made the lefts. He made the rights. Does he want to go again?
He does. Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, when are we going to do our second?
Okay. So I have some questions.
Is he like any other kid that wants to get his driver's license and like be free, or is this just like a...
No, he totally wants his driver's license. Matter of fact, he wants a car by the end of summer.
Oh, so this went from...
Get on it, buddy.
This went from, nah, I'm not going to drive. Maybe next year, to, hey, Parker, how about next month? And he's going to drive next month. And now... He got the taste in it. He got a taste of freedom.
Yeah.
And he is now ready for you to purchase him a car. Are you purchasing the car, or is he purchasing the car?
Oh, he has no money.
He needs to get a job. You need to say, boy, summer's coming up. Maybe you need to start cutting some lawns.
No. And he's not going to get
you got a mower. You can loan him a mower.
I see the lessons lasting probably more than a year before I'm comfortable letting him. Yeah.
But how long till he just steals one? gets his license
ever.
Just gets his license and bootlegs a neighborhood car, mm-hmm. and goes out there and turning donuts.
I give him 6 months.
6 months. Thalish has 6 months till Parker's in a parking lot just doing donuts.
I used to too scared to go outside because of all the big dogs.
He takes his dog with him. He'll be fine.
Oh, jeez.
You got big dog to protect you from big dogs.
That's true.
Parker, if you're listening, this is 100% advice for me. Okay? Boost a car. All right?
Don't. What do you? No. Don't.
Watch an internet video or two.
Boost the car.
Watch an internet video, too. The Kias are real easy to get, apparently. Don't steal mine, but get another one. One closer to your house would be preferable.
Yeah, I've been in yours, so no. Don't steal Thor's.
Yeah, don't steal my car. It's... You can steal my wife's car. I would not make me sad even a little bit. I'll leave the keys in it if you want to steal my wife's car. That piece of crap. No, do not steal a car, Parker, but definitely get to practicing so you can get your license, and then you're out there on your own because you want to pick up chicks, Parker. This is how you do it. You get a car, get your dad to buy you something cool. You're not going to buy him something cool. You're going to buy him a
Honda Civic.
A Volkswagen Rabbit. See if they got one of those laying around.
Say, they still make those?
I bet they do.
Somebody's got one that you can get pretty cheap, I bet. Or an old panel van or something.
I'm going to get him a bug.
A bug. Don't get him a... Well, it's not bad. I mean, you'd only get into so much trouble in a Volkswagen bug, I'm going to be real honest with you. An old one. Don't get him a new one. Get him an old one that he's got to learn how to drive stick on. Tyler would get a bug today if we let him.
If I could get one, I would buy three of them.
That's his favorite car.
I'm sure you can go down to Mexico and get them.
I had at least three or four of them before I was 25.
I had the one I had, and I loved it.
I've rebuilt a few of them.
I've looked at them like on Facebook Marketplace several times and gone, you know, they're not that expensive. I could probably
I would take one in a heartbeat.
But the problem is you got to find one that's
not. As long
as
you don't want heating or air conditioning.
Yeah, if you don't like heat or air conditioning or power anything.
Yeah, or power, even in the engine.
Yeah, or taking people. Do you want to take people places? Because this is probably not the car for you.
No.
Tyler and
if
I know
you have
about
one or less people, then you're good.
One or less people.
Tyler, did you ever have a bus? Did you have a van?
No.
My dad did.
No, I didn't. What I wanted was a thing.
Oh, the thing's pretty good, too. Have you ever seen the thing, Bubby?
Oh, yeah.
Big square car.
I had
car.
Friends with the car.
Our friend has one. Friend podcast, Brian.
Oh, also, I need to give a shout out to friend of the podcast, Matt, who I spoke to today. Told us he was listening to the podcast. I said I would shout him out.
Nice.
Hey, Matt, how's it going? My dad had a Volkswagen bus. So two things with that bus. And I may have told these stories. Somebody can play the drink and dream and drink along if they want to.
I don't think so.
So the first story is that one time we were driving down the highway in that Volkswagen bus, and the rear tire of that bus passed us on the highway. Just goes, whoosh,
I've seen right, videos.
Right, whoosh, right by us. It goes. And my dad goes, I'm pretty sure that's my tire. And then it crosses the lane. This is like a two-lane road, so there is no center divider. It crosses the other lane, hits a curb, up in the air, and then down the hill next to a bridge. So like down the hill. So my dad's got to pull over. And cross the road, go down the hill, fetch the tire back, because he doesn't have a spare, fetch the tire back and put it back on this car. He's got to steal some lug nuts from the other tires.
You have told the story.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to let him go.
Okay.
You could have stopped me at the beginning. Story number two, though, is how this car died.
No, it's funny.
Story number two is how the car died. In my grandfather's driveway, it's idling in his driveway, and the engine falls out of it. There are three brackets that hold that engine into place, and one of them had rusted through and was gone, and the second one finally gave out, and the whole engine fell out of the car, hit to the driveway, and continued to run, just sitting on the driveway. And my dad had to come out and turn it off, and then that was the end of that Volkswagen bus.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's not a lot of redundancy in a Volkswagen. It is bare bones at best. But I want the new one. Have you seen the new Volkswagen bus? The
electric one? There's not a whole lot of primary old ones.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of primary either.
I saw one the other day that was I guess it had probably been custom made, but it was the front was the van,
uh-huh.
The back was the truck.
Weird.
It was a Volkswagen bus.
Volkswagen Camino?
Yeah, kind of.
Weird.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that now.
It's in my neighborhood.
But the new Volkswagen bus that's coming out this year, it has solar panels on the roof. It's all electric. It's very fancy.
You know what else I saw in my neighborhood?
Ghosts.
Besides that. Okay, chuds. You'll never guess.
Chuds.
Okay, so do you know who I'm talking about if I say Ocho?
Ocho Cinco?
His Corvette was in one of the driveways in my neighborhood, and the license plate really? Said Ocho.
What's he? What would he possibly be doing in your neighborhood?
I have no idea.
Do you actually think it was him?
I don't know.
Mr. Cinco?
It's a Corvette said Ocho.
Did you Google to see if he has a...
Yeah, you should Google and see if he has a Corvette.
Nah.
You just like to believe that it was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bubby,
was he
the,
involved in that accident?
Was he...
what?
No, that was down in Florida. Where, oh, where your running back got in trouble here this past week.
Oh.
Mr. Rice.
Ruh-roh.
Running from the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. For those who don't know or who live in... By the way, I'd like to welcome all the people from other countries who have tuned in to listen to this. Germany, both Australia, New Zealand. We had a lot of people last month tuning in from foreign lands, and welcome to the podcast. Bienvenidos. Yeah, so your guy, street racing, got in a wreck, then made a run for it, and has just ghosted the world. That's not good, Bobby. He probably ain't playing next season. I'm going to be real honest with you. That's some shenanigans right there. All right, Bubby. So Ocho Cinco may or may not be living in your neighborhood.
Not living. I think he was visiting.
Visiting? Okay. Who's the most famous person you have met? Like actually met?
Bill Clinton.
You met Bill Clinton?
Yep.
How'd you meet Bill Clinton, Bubby?
He came and...
Dry cleaners.
No.
Dry cleaners.
He came to our men's prayer breakfast when I was in the youth group.
What?
In Arkansas.
This, yep. Oh, in Arkansas. Okay, that makes a little more sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
We have a mutual friend who has both played for the Clintons and been to the White House to play for the Clintons as well. Do you know who I'm speaking
of? What instrument?
He plays the washboard.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do know.
And washboard Leo.
Yes.
Was in a band that Bill Clinton liked when he was in high school.
Oh, interesting.
Or in college. And during one of his events that they had, they got that band to come and play up at the White House. And so Leo got to go up to the White House and play washboard for Mr. Clinton.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm surprised they let security didn't, keep Leo from performing.
There might have been some stuff that happened after that, but we're not going to get into that. Tyler, what's the most famous person you think you've ever met?
I would say most recently when I was working a show, I would say Priscilla Presley.
So that's fairly recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's, at the time, that was pretty high profile. I mean,
she's pretty famous.
Widely known.
Yeah, yeah, no. I would say she's
relevant now, not necessarily, but widely known.
Definitely. I would say that is probably the case. Amanda, who would you say?
I don't really know.
I'm trying to remember. I'm looking up now the name of the person because I never remember his name.
You've worked with a lot of famous performers.
I know. I don't know who the most famous would be, though.
Who's your favorite then?
I don't know.
Okay.
One time I worked a show and I was a dresser for that show, and I did a quick change with what's her name from Little House on the Prairie, played
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah, but what
Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert.
I said the best I was going to do was
I'm sorry, I know that
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Character, yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know. I've met a lot of famous people, but. Okay. I don't know.
Amanda doesn't like to kiss and tell.
Broadway.
Well, I just don't know, like, how widely they're known, you know?
Well, you know, you can say it, and some people, you know what? It's an Easter egg for somebody, you know?
Well, there you go, Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert. I know who Melissa Gilbert is, yep. Her and that, what's the blonde girl's name? Nellie. She's still hanging around, too, doing stuff.
Help me out. I'm not sure who Melissa Gilbert is.
Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, she was the youngest daughter on Little House on the Prairie. That was pretty
much. Well, she wasn't the youngest.
Oh, okay.
Carrie was the youngest.
Oh, shit. I just got gay checked by Bubby here.
Wow. There it is.
You're welcome.
That was good, Bubby. Probably my most favorite person, and I've got a story.
Favorite?
No.
Or famous.
Famous?
You said. I think you said favorite.
Oh, the most favorite person I ever met.
If you don't say your wife, you're going to be in trouble.
It could be favorite.
The most famous person I've probably met and interacted with in any way.
Mm-hmm. Peter Gossamer.
Peter Gossamer. You know what? I'm going to say his last name. I don't care. He's famous.
He's famous.
Yeah, he's got his own website and everything. No. Would be Robert Goulet.
Oh. Okay. Oh, don't know who that is, but
that's a good one.
Robert Goulet was in the original cast of Camelot on Broadway, and he's one of those like 70s TV people,
right?
You know, he was on Love Boat 100% for sure. I don't know fact.
Oh, he was,
but I know this for a fact.
Have you told that story?
No, I'm so about to though. Okay. So this is my version of this story. This may. I am going to say it's true, but for legal reasons, I am not going to say it's true. Okay? So Robert Goulet was working at a show in Branson for a Christmas run, okay. Who I knew several of the tech people working over there and several of the performers who were over there. And one of the tech people was dating one of the performers at the time. And it was the last show of the season. And then as those people are wont to do, they went to a restaurant right across the street that is no longer there, but was very popular back in the day. Bubby, where am I talking about?
I loved their chicken parmesan sandwich, by the way.
Yeah, this is Guffey's. We're talking about McGuffey's.
McGuffey's.
McGuffey's. I have several stories from McGuffey's, but we're going to tell this one now. So this was the popular place back in the day for the Branson performers to go after.
And Tex. Yep.
And Tex would go after shows for drinks and food and camaraderie.
Et cetera.
And so this was the last performance of the year. This was the end of the season. And we all go over to McGuffey's. And the show that they're in gets out, and they all come to McGuffey's as well. And Robert Goulet, very famous, comes along as well. And so they're all kind of talking and kind of saying their goodbyes and meet, you know.
All right, time out. How old was he at this time?
Oh, he's old at this point.
Okay.
He's at Branson, Bobby. He is now performing in Branson.
Okay, got
so, it. So he's not at the pinnacle of his popularity at this all point. Right. This, by the way, this sweet tea is starting to affect me.
Oh, okay.
It's making my head a little.
Yeah, I totally.
So Robert Goulet, is, they're all meeting and greeting at the end, and they're saying their goodbyes and they're talking, blah, blah, blah. And, this girlfriend of one of the techs that I know, is over there talking to them. And all of a sudden, above all the people talking, above all the din, I hear, "Oh my stars and garters." Okay. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." 'Cause that's a phrase you don't hear. Right. And I look over and, I will say allegedly, he is reaching down and was giving her a hug and went ahead and got a handful of rear end there while he was at it. So she said, "Boo, boo, boo, boo," right? And it was probably a little surprising. So the boyfriend's standing next to me and he's like, "What the what?" I'm like, "For you right now, I will go over there and punch Robert Goulet square in the face if you want me to." I was like, I will take this story to my grave. I said, this will be one of my greatest moments in the world. And I will punch Robert Goulet square in the face for you if you want me to. And he's like, "No, it's fine." Because I'm assuming this is not an uncommon occurrence for him and his girlfriend at the time.
That's probably true.
And he says, "No, it's fine." And so I did not. That was the night I almost got to punch Robert Goulet in the face.
Aw.
It didn't happen. I also got thrown out of there for, at the time, what would have been called dwarf tossing.
Our friend of the podcast?
Our friend of the podcast.
Okay.
That got liquored up enough that he said that he allowed the cast at the time to pile up all the cushions from the tables into one booth and then whip him into that booth with all the cushions. And then the people at McGuffey kicked us all out.
Was he drunk first?
Oh, he was very drunk at the time. I also got,
that makes sense.
Probably not friend of the podcast, but someone we know, Andy Addy, who I will call out by name.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know who that is.
I once got him cut off at McGuffey's at zero beers. So he comes in one night and is in a, it just in a, you know, in a mood. And so he's being real loud and he's kind of talking to everybody and he's blah, blah, blah. And the wait staff kind of makes note of him as he comes in and he sits down with us and he's being loud, you know, as he's wont to be, same as I am, right? And the waitress comes over to take his order and he's looking at the menu and I look her dead in the eyes and go, you need to cut him off. He has not had a single drink so far.
He's just obnoxious.
He just showed up and I went, you need to cut him off. And she goes, really? I'm like, yes. And so he goes to order and she goes, sir, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to serve you. And then he gets indignant about it because obviously he's not had anything to drink. Why is she cutting him off? So he gets loud about it, which is not helping his case in any way. And so he causes a bit of a scene and they ask him to leave. And if he's listening to this podcast, this is probably the first time he's heard this story. But yeah, that's how I got him cut off at zero beers at McGuffey's. This is a long time ago.
You're my hero.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I was a bit of a jerk back then. I've calmed down since then. Bubby, you had another story on... Amanda, do you have anything you would like to talk about today? Okay. Bubby, you had another one on the list that did not make any sense to me. So will you first tell me what this says and then tell me what this is about?
Sure. This says Beamer Franken Patriot.
Okay. Now you can understand why I might have difficulty understanding what Beamer Franken Patriot means. Man, this stuff is coming back to get me.
You might not have wanted me to drink before trying to say this. Beamer Franken Patriot.
Beamer Franken Patriot.
So I go to get gas the other day at a gas station and a guy pulls up right behind me and I've put this picture on our Slack and you can post that to Facebook if you'd like.
Okay.
And it is
Did
a
you just put it there?
Yeah. Well, I put it there with the picture of Parker driving.
Okay.
So I just started laughing and I said, walked up to the guy and I said, man, that is just awesome. Can I get a picture? And he goes, yeah, sure. So I get a picture, and what it is a BMW Roadster.
Okay, so Tyler, are you looking at this picture as well?
Tyler?
What's that?
Okay, not paying any attention whatsoever. He's already checked.
No, I was. I just had it muted because I didn't want to have any extra.
Okay.
Look at the picture on Slack. Yep.
Okay.
And it is a BMW Roadster convertible. And it has the front.
That's the back half of the vehicle.
That's the back. The front end of it is a Jeep Patriot.
Okay, so he has cut a car in half. Well, just in front of the windshield.
He's I'm going to say he probably wrecked the car, and the front end was, you know, totaled, whatever. Okay. And he maybe found a Patriot that actually fit. And
so, how did you determine that the Patriot fit on the front of the Roadster?
I don't know. I don't know. But the front of it said Jeep, and I was like, okay, I'm intrigued. And so
my favorite part of this picture, by the way, Bubby, is the sticker on the front of it. So this is your average, and I'm going to say it, douchebag Jeep sticker, which it says on one side, it says problem. And the other side, it says no problem. And they're printed up. One's printed upside down. One's not. He has the sticker on upside down because it should be no problem when the vehicle is right side up and problem when the vehicle is upside down.
No, not on a Jeep.
I think it's a problem just as it is.
Yeah, no, the vehicle is a problem. But no, the thing is, like, if they're driving along, then there's no problem.
But the thing with the Jeep is if they're meant to go off-road, so if it's upside down, it's not a problem because it's a Jeep.
I see. Bubby, if your vehicle were upside down, would that be a problem?
That sounds correct. Yes, that sounds right.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's a Jeep thing.
It's a Jeep.
It's a Jeep thing.
It's a Jeep thing. Ducks. That's all I have to say.
Ducks, yeah.
You might want to black out his license plate.
Yes, I will definitely black out his license plate before I post this picture. I will, though, read it right here on the air. It is Missouri.
He was tall. I mean, he got out
that's,
of this.
Because that's not a big car.
No, he was like.
Missouri license plate, douche the goo.
He was like at least 6'9". I mean,
holy
like,
shit.
He was a tall guy.
Like, actually 6'9", or just 6'9", to you?
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be the same?
No, it's all about perspective, Bobby. So yeah, 6'9" driving. You might as well have a Miata at that point if you're 6'9" driving a.
All right, maybe he was 6'5".
Okay, still tall though. Still
was,
a big guy.
He was tall.
Bigger than me.
He was a little taller, probably.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". So.
And it's got LED lights on the front.
Oh, does it now?
Yeah, those are LED.
Were they lit up? Oh, just the headlights?
Yeah, just headlights.
I thought you were talking about like he had like underglow as well going on.
No, I couldn't tell. It's daylight.
It's daylight. Now, if you wreck your Jeep, are you going to do this? But do it with a Toyota Camry?
I'm going to put a BMW front on it.
Put a BMW front on your... You have to lower that thing. You have to lower the hell out of that thing. Just driving 2 inches off the ground. Front end's a BMW Roadster, the back end Jeep Wrangler.
So I just had a thermostat put in my Jeep Wrangler, and it didn't take care of the engine light that's on.
Right.
So I had O'Reilly's check the code, and it's also needing new spark plugs, maybe, you know, some
needing spark plugs.
Yeah, I'm gonna have bottom, but I was gonna think, hey, I can do this myself. Nah, I got to looking at it, and it's under I can't think of what it's called. It's
he'll get there. Give him a second.
Maybe I will. It's
fascinating.
It's the quality gas,
podcasting radio here.
It's for the gas.
Gas tank.
Gas goes in. No, it's
gas hole.
Gas hole.
It's that gas hole.
Bobby, stop being a gas hole.
No, it's... I can't think of what it's called. Anyway, it's on top. So you got to take like 7 bolts out, and you got to take off like 4 hoses and 3 sensors, and I was like,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
I'm like, I don't have time for this, so I was like, I'm just gonna wait till I have a whole day.
Nobody
to do
got
this.
Time.
Ain't got nobody time for that. But Tyler, if I want to change the spark plugs in a Volkswagen Beetle,
you shake it real hard.
What am I gonna have to do?
Not much.
What's the easiest way to do that? I should say.
An old one, I assume.
Yeah, right? Like a 73, 72, 71, somewhere in there.
Well, most of them have a heat shield, and you have to take off. You don't really have to take off anything to speak of. They're pretty accessible.
They're like on the backside of that engine.
No, they're horizontal.
Right. Like it's easier just to take the engine out than it is to dick with that thing.
Well, you could.
I have. I couldn't get my arm in there. There's like not a lot of room. They're on the side of the engine.
Right.
Yes.
And so you have to get your arm all the way in there to the back to get the back ones out. Mm-hmm. It's easier just because there's only 3 bolts, like I said, holding that engine in.
Yes.
So it was easier just to take the damn engine out than it was to get in there and change those spark plugs. That's what I did.
Yeah. These have covers too. Like they're not just exposed with cables coming off of.
Uh-huh.
They're like inside a barrel, and there's a plastic cover over that. You have to take a 10 millimeter.
Why they gotta make it so hard?
And take that cover off just to get to the barrel to get down inside to take the.
Why do they make it so hard?
Spark plug off. I'm like, what in the world?
Have I told you about changing the battery in my car?
Oh my gosh, I wish you would.
Oh shit. For you over there.
That's so boring.
She's playing Tetris.
Yeah,
I've turned it off.
She's on TikTok over there. She's freaking reading her 50 Shades of Grey still. Bubby's copy of it. loaned her the copy of it.
Got a lot of things highlighted.
Well, I'm going to tell this story anyway.
Underline.
Shit, fire. Everything's highlighted. Yeah, it's just the whole book is highlighted.
There's questions written in the
Oh, yeah, he's got
margins.
There's a lot of things Bubby learned about reading 50 Shades of Grey. I'll tell you that right now. What does this word mean? Scared to Google it.
I'm not wearing my glasses for nothing.
Boy's going blind from it. That's what's happening here. I'm not even going to tell this story anymore. I'm going to wrap this damn podcast up. I think this Amanda making me sad. For those of you playing along at home, that's 2 drinks right there.
That was a lot of car nonsense.
Amanda don't give no shit about no cars. I'll tell you that right now. Welcome to Car Talk. Not at all. Welcome to Amanda Hates Car Talk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to wrap this one up at that. If you enjoyed the podcast, feel free to write into us. Tell us who the most famous person that you have ever met and the story of that. You can write us at itsallfishandships@gmail.com. Check us out on our website, itsallfishandships.com. You can join. We'd love to have you join our Facebook group. That's where we post all the pictures and shenanigans from the episodes.
Let us know how you like moonshine.
Because
I'm sure you're going to go try it.
Yeah, get right out there and try this sweet tea moonshine. We have been a big proponent, and we have definitely sold this to a lot of people. I didn't even finish this second one. I got like a sip into it, and it was still terrible. So check us out on our Facebook group. It's all Fish and Chips at the Facebooks. We also have a Facebook page. But that just links you to the group. I don't know what to do with that thing. I made it, and then I was sad I made it. Check us out on YouTube, where all the new episodes are posted. We have an Instagram. We have a TikTok. We have some other things. We don't use them. Don't bother going there. Or if you'd like to join us, that's the dogs. If you'd like to join us on the Patreon, it's All Fish and Chips at Patreon. We'd love to have you. It's very cost effective. It's only $3 to become a sponsor of the podcast, and we will send you not only a picture drawn by some member or related member of the podcast, but probably a friendship bracelet as well. And we're going to be sending those out to the people that we had backlogged here this week, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, it's coming up. Oh,
oh, Bobby's got the sweet tea sneaking back up on.
It burns the second time.
We don't eat anything before we do this podcast either, which is a terrible plan. Like, I should have snacks or something, but I don't. I want us all to feel the full effects of this shenanigans. Tyler, next week you'll get to catch up with us on the sweet tea. I'll put it in the fridge so you can enjoy it.
Okay, it'll be, make you drink it.
Yeah, it'll be fun for all. But besides that, my name is Thor.
Bobby.
Tyler.
Amanda.
And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.
Hey, I'm almost out of gas. Can I have some of this to put in the tank?
It'll get you home. It'll get you home in a heartbeat. It can go 150 miles an hour in that Jeep with this thing.
Clean up my spark plugs. I won't need to replace
them. Right? He's going to get rid of all the soot.